Prosecutors in the United States have issued new charges against former President Donald Trump for his alleged attempts to interfere in the 2020 presidential election after he lost to Joe Biden. The new charges are in response to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last month that said presidents enjoy broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts while in office. We're joined now by David Smith, who is Washington correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. David, thanks for staying up to talk to us. What are the main changes then to this indictment?
It's really a pared down version of the original indictment, basically because of that Supreme Court ruling last month that said presidents are essentially immune for official acts carried out while in office. And so Jack Smith, special counsel, he's come up with an indictment that's got the same basic structure, and it's got the same charges as before regarding conspiracies to defraud the US and obstruction of an official proceeding and so on. But it does strip out some of the things that might have clashed with that Supreme Court ruling. Most notably, it removes the allegations that relate to Donald Trump's efforts to force the Justice Department to back his false claims that the election was stolen.
And it also, the charges, do they relate now to his status as a candidate rather than as a sitting president?
Yeah, there's an interesting tweak in some of the language. In the very first paragraph, describes Trump as, quote, a candidate for president of the United States in 2020, as he was, of course, running in the election then. Whereas the original indictment had also described him as the 45th president of the United States. So, you know, a lot of these changes and tweaks are really about just taking away the emphasis of Trump being the incumbent and looking at his actions as a candidate in that last election. Overall, this indictment is down from 45 pages originally to now 36 pages. But at its core, it's basically the same set of charges.
What's the legal opinion then on this new indictment? Do experts think they are sufficient to get past the Supreme Court ruling?
Yeah, there's been some praise for Jack Smith, the special counsel, for still finding a path, because certainly that Supreme Court ruling sided with Trump and was seen as a blow to this and other cases. But Jack Smith put it before a new grand jury and is eager to proceed. Now we're going to have the judge in this case listen to both sides in terms of the impact of that Supreme Court decision on immunity. But then, you know, there's an unwritten rule that 60 days before an election, which is very soon, the Justice Department doesn't really act against a presidential candidate. So I think we can say with some certainty that, you know, we won't be hearing much more about this until the election is actually out of the way.
And Mr. Trump continues to argue without evidence that there was widespread voter fraud in the election of 2020. Has he reacted to this new indictment?
Yes, fairly unsurprisingly, we got a post on his Truth Social platform where he talked about this indictment as, quote, ridiculous, close quote, and said it should be dismissed immediately, with the word immediately written in capital letters. He's also talking about this as one of the greatest attacks on democracy in world history. So, as ever, Donald Trump understated and in this matter.
I just want to ask you finally, David, about Kamala Harris. She had a huge week last week with the National Convention in Chicago. But this week she's going to be sitting down for her first interview with CNN. And that's been long awaited, maybe mostly by journalists, but certainly it'll be a very interesting viewing. Can you tell us about when that's going to happen and what the focus will be on her?
It's happening on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time here in the U.S. and certainly eagerly awaited. Pressure had been growing on her to actually sit down with a journalist. Someone from CNN said the other day, if you're going to have the nuclear codes, you ought to be able to take some questions. Of course, she has been enjoying this honeymoon period where pretty much all the events were on a teleprompter. Everything was scripted. So this will be an interesting moment where she doesn't have a script and has to answer questions off the cuff.
And she doesn't have a good track record on that.
Indeed, there have been some dodgy interviews in the past, sort of slightly unfortunate comments. So, yeah, the pressure will be on. She'll be accompanied by her running mate, Tim Walz, and both of them, perhaps Walz especially. There are still lots of Americans who don't know much about them, so it'll be a chance to introduce themselves. And I think, Harris in particular will face questions about how is she different from Joe Biden and shifts that she has made on policy, on everything from immigration to healthcare. And it will also be, this will be a bit of a warm up for the first presidential debate where she's going head to head with Donald Trump on the 10th of September.
David, thank you very much. David Smith, Washington correspondent with The Guardian newspaper.